And joining me right now at Flom Brothers Farms, I am talking with Leroy Waller. Leroy, thanks so much for joining us. How long were you here?
You mean living here?
Well, how long have you worked here?
Oh, I didn't work here. I didn't work very long. I only worked there during the spring breeding mink.
So you were involved with the breeding portion of this?
Yeah.
So how long is breeding season?
About 2 months.
Now, with the breeding, as I understand from talking with some other people here, there was grading that was done first, and then certain mink were designated, and you were working with the mink, correct?
That's very correct. And we also went up to Boulder Junction to get some mink that we had a grade up there.
So you were involved in the grading as well as the breeding?
Yes, I was.
Talk to us a little bit about grading of mink. How was that done?
Well, you catch them and then you take your fur and just kind of brush through the fur on their backs and to see, well, I don't know what they was looking for, but they had, that's how they grade them.
Were there four or five different grades or just breeders, non-breeders? How was the, what were the grades themselves?
Well, that was not all one. There was certain grades of meat, and then they saved those males for breeding.
And the ones that they didn't save for breeding, what did they do with those?
Most of them got pelts, you know, they use them for pelts.
Now, when you dealt with minks, I understand they're not exactly the most sociable of animals.
That could be. They was not very friendly.
Did you ever get nipped a few times by them?
Oh, yes, a couple times. But we had to wear leather gloves, you know. Big leather gloves up to the here.
Up to the elbows?
Yeah.
Do they have sharp teeth?
Oh, yes, they were very sharp.
And you worked here for how many years doing the breeding?
That was just for one season. And that's all I worked, about 2 months.
Now, that was obviously a short, very short-term job for you. What are some of the things you remember? Was it going up to Boulder Junction and then bringing them down here to Flom Brothers Farm?
Yes, I drove up there with my uncle, Lorne Schultz. He was a foreman here with the mink.
Okay.
And he took me along and we had to catch mink up there.
You actually had to go out and catch them?
Yes. They were in cages.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you had to go out there and catch them.
No, they were in cages.
And that 2 month period that you worked with your uncle, about how many mink do you think you handled?
Oh, about 1,000.
And out of that 1,000, do you remember roughly, was it 1 out of 10, 1 out of 20 that was good enough for breeding?
About 1 out of 10 or 20.
Okay. And as you handled them, did you then put them in those breeder cages?
Yes, they were in cages that were separate, you know. They only used those, the good ones.
And what about the breeding process? Did you put both the males and the females together? Did the graders decide which males and which females got together?
Yes, they did. There were certain males that could be with the females. That's all.
Did a male breed more than one female in that 2 month period?
Oh, yes. Maybe two of them in a day.
Oh, so you had to keep your eyes on them to know when they were done breeding?
Yes, they usually run around in a cage and then finally they lay down, you know, and then they were all done.
And did you then keep track of the females that were expecting a litter?
Yes, we did have to. We had to mark everything down.
Okay, lots of paperwork, eh?
Yeah, mostly in little tickets.
About how many mink were in a litter at that time, Leroy Waller?
I would say three.
Okay. Three, and so then you were there after, the babies get to stay with the mothers then till they were weaned then?
Yes, they stayed with them, and then after a while they got into different, their own cages.
And about how long did it take from the time that breeding was done until the babies were born?
I don't know, maybe about 2 or 3 months.
So the ones that you worked here for breeding at one season, did you get to see any of the babies when they were born?
No, I didn't. They were with their mothers.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, Leroy. It was obviously 1 year. Did you find it an enjoyable thing being with your uncle and working?
Yes, it was okay. I remember it was 1956 because I bought myself a new Chevy car.
Well, now that's one way to remember it. And did your uncle work here as a supervisor for many years?
Yes, he was almost all his life. But he had his own mink too.
So he raised mink on the side as well as?
Yeah.
So he obviously took the skills that he learned here and applied them personally.
That's right.
Did you help him with any of those mink personally?
Oh yeah, I helped him by his farm too.
Well, Leroy Waller, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.